Never say die. They still won the World Series. You can't take it away. 0-6 road trip, though, was not part of the plan. I'm Mark Carmen. He's Harry Tynowitz. Dan Plesac pitched for your great Chicago Cubs. He told us last year the Cubs were going to win the World Series. He was right. He's a genius. He worked for the MLB Network. We love him. You love him. He joins us now on 720 WGN. Dan, I have a lineup and I have ideas. I want to know if you think it's time for just a little tweaking on the north side, or if it was you, would you just, in your Joe Madden, do you just proceed as normal right now? Because I think I would proceed as not as normal.
Interesting question, Mark. I look at the team right now, 2 games under .500, a little disturbing road trip right to L.A. You can see the Dodgers, pretty good team. Padres, who didn't see that coming, go on a trip. Who in the world thought that the 2017 Cubs would go 0-6 on a road trip? But it is what it is. When I take a look at this, I like the move getting Schwarber out of the leadoff spot. I look at this team up and down. I'm like, okay, what's the matter? I don't think there's one thing, Mark. I think there's several. But several that could be all fixed within the roster. Listen, it's easy to say, okay, we need something else. Kyle Schwarber is hitting 165. Addison Russell is hitting 213. Anthony Rizzo hitting 227, okay? Ben Zobrist, 247. Chris Bryant, really the only everyday regular. You know, you say, okay, 278, average a little low. You know, the RBIs, 23, 11 home runs, okay. I guess you could give a pass to and say, okay. But they got to pick it up. They have to pick this up, because if they don't, they're fortunate in this. The division is bad. The Brewers are going to fall out of that tree anytime soon, okay? They've been a really good story. I don't think the Cardinals are very good. I think the Pirates are a team that's reeling, and the Reds are a total rebuild. They've got a division right now that is so winnable, and I think what they're going to do, they frustrated you up to this point. Listen, 52 games in, right? We're a little past the third of the way mark of the season, right?
Yeah.
They're going to win the division.
They are.
Going to be pretty. Yeah, they're going to win the division. They are. Once they get to the lead, they're going to win this division, and I think they're going to win it by 4 or 5 games, because I think to win this thing, it's going to take like 87 or 88 wins. Forget about 100 plus wins. It's not happening in 2017, but they're going to win the division. They're going to win it.
Danny, always a pleasure to visit with you, to chat.
Thanks, Harry.
Oh, man, this is great. Seventh all-time.
It's like the good old days, isn't it?
It is like the good old days, except I'll remember where I was when I wake up in the morning.
That's okay.
Yeah, it's all right.
That's even better.
Sure it is. I agree. Danny, you know, the people that are panicking, I mean, they're comparing the Cubs' start to last year when they were unbelievable, and you can't hold them to what they did last year. They just set the bar too high. But there's so many positives on this team. You've got a national perspective. I'm crazy for him, but what is in the pantheon of catchers, where do you rank a Wilson Contreras?
I like him. I think he's gotten better. And I know a lot of people have said they miss David. They don't miss. I mean, they might miss David Ross. I get it. I mean, he got a lot of hoop and holler for a backup catcher, okay? John Lester's a good pitcher. John Lester doesn't need anybody to hold his hands to be a good pitcher. If John Lester had any run support right now, he'd have 7 or 8 wins. So don't kid yourself. I mean, do they miss David Ross? Yeah, I guess they do. But if you're going to worry about having a backup catcher, that's the problem with the team. I don't buy it, okay? The bottom line is, this Kyle Schwarber thing can't continue to be 165. Addison Russell can't continue to hit 216. And Anthony Rizzo can't continue to hit 227. I don't care any way you dice it and slice it. If those four guys don't get better, they're not going to get much better. But listen, the pitching staff, John Lester's throwing the ball, okay. Arrieta's been a little up and down. John Lackey is what he is. He's a solid guy. And Kyle Hendricks has been a little up, a little bit of down. The five spots been, if I said this and a lot of people laughed at me when the season started, Harry, but I really thought they missed Jason Hamill, and they're going to miss him. Why? I know he wasn't on the postseason roster, Harry. I get it. But Jason Hamill was really good from April till about the first week of August, right?
I completely agree.
He was really, really good. And the fifth spot in the rotation has been a huge black hole so far. They've tried a couple of different solutions. They haven't found it yet. I think they will. Right. I'm a little concerned about the bullpen, not Wade Davis, getting the ball to Wade Davis. It's a good team. We were discussing this today. I'm on the 6-7 MLB tonight, and the Cubs was a big topic. Do you go out? I don't think you go out and make these wholesale changes. Because the guys that you want to get better, you'd have to believe that they are. Schwarber's better than this. Addison Russell's better than this. Anthony Rizzo's better than this. Ben Zobrist is better than this. So you'd have to think it's a 52-game funk that sooner or later they're going to wake up from this fog. That's the way I see it. And if they don't, then they may not. They win 84, 85 games. They're still going to be in it the last month of September. With that said, if the postseason started, I don't think there's a team in baseball right now that wants to draw the Cubs in the playoffs, okay? So they just got to get there. They're going to get there.
The great Dan Plesac joining us. If you want to follow him on Twitter, you should do that, at Plesac19, the lefty out of the pen talking with us right now. Danny, you just said Kyle Schwarber about five times. If it's me and I'm running the club, I am sending Kyle Schwarber to AAA Iowa right now and letting him get his footing. He hit a home run against the Padres the other day. He gets into the dugout, and he's acting like the weight of the world just came off his shoulders. I mean, for whatever reason, he's just not feeling like himself. I don't know if it's the knee. I don't know if they're pitching him differently. There's a lot going on here. I'd let him get hot at Iowa and then bring him back up.
Listen, the Cardinals sent Randall Grichuk down, right? A lot of people thought he was going to be their best offensive player when the season started. There may be something to that. I look at it this, and it's a hard thing to do. It's a hard to do, Mark, because I fell for it too, all right? This guy basically missed all of 2016, went to extended spring, Arizona Fall League, and if it weren't for Kyle Schwarber, they weren't winning the World Series. He gave them a shot of life when they desperately needed it. Now, it was short-lived. It was seven games. It was the World Series. I get it. It hasn't transpired this year. 165, it is what it is. And I think more alarming than the 165, 176 at-bats, he struck out 60 times.
Yep.
A third of the at-bats. I get it. Hey, we're in this era now. You know, it's, hey, the three true outcomes. Walk, home run, and a strikeout. I get it, right? But, man, talk about taking it to an extreme. You can't have a lineup filled with guys. I mean, that's a lot of strikeouts.
Yep.
Addison Russell struck out 39 times, right?
Way too many.
Wilson Contreras, 42 times. Chris Bryant, 46. Those are rally killers, man. I will never buy into this total thing of sabermetrics and an outs and an out. You show me a team with four or five guys that strike out a lot, I'll show you a team that can't get hot and stay hot, because you can't strike out that much, and they've got to put an end to that somehow, some way.
38 times for Javi. I mean, what you just laid out there, though, Dan, is that there may not be that good. I mean, I at least...
Well, and it could be, maybe this could be the year, like, okay, the hangover, right? That, is it going to last? I don't know. I know this. I wouldn't want to play this team. And I don't think between you and Harry and I, if we sat here right now in the next 20 games, the Chicago Cubs win 15-5, you, me, or Harry would not be surprised. Neither would anybody that follows baseball. We're kind of waiting for them to, like, get slapped in the face and wake up. Maybe the Padres woke them up, because that's pretty embarrassing, because that's a bad team. Okay, you can sugarcoat it any way you want it. That's a AAA team that just swept the Cubs.
No doubt.
Yep, and call me old-fashioned, but I hate it when the Cubs go to San Diego and lose three straight games. I hate it.
I know. You're going back, Leon Durham. Don't even go there, Harry.
I won't.
Don't go there.
The great Danny Plesac, who toiled for many clubs, seventh all-time in appearances for a pitcher, he's visiting with us. Now you can watch him on MLB Network. It seems like every night. He's 6-7 tonight. So, Dan, when you have a kid like Ian Happ come up, and there's already so many guys that are fighting for playing time, you know, I think the best thing about the Cubs is every guy comes to the park thinking, hey, I could get in the game today. Joe Maddon plays everybody everywhere. So, I mean, how do you work in a kid that comes up and just keeps getting on base?
Not anymore. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, he's kind of in a little funk, too. He's hitting .214.
Right.
I mean, first few games, you're like, whoa, where did you get this guy from, right? Like, you know, Harry, I'm a firm believer in this. There are a couple of guys. To me, the heartbeat of that team is Anthony Rizzo. He's not the best player. Chris Bryant is their best player. But they have to get more. And I mean, they have to get more out of two guys. Kyle Schwarber cannot continue to hit 165, and Addison Russell cannot continue to hit 216. If those guys continue that, than the Cubs were in for a long summer. So, I don't think that's the case. I think both will get better.
Yeah, and Addison Russell's a big RBI guy. So to follow up on my Ian Happ thought, I would play Albert Almora Jr. every day in center field.
I love
the way this kid goes right. and gets the ball, whatever he does with the bat. I'm going to get offense from other guys. So, and Almora every day is going to get on base more than if he's playing once in a while. What do you think about putting Almora out there all the time?
I agree with you. You know, I don't get a chance to watch the Cubs every game, so I haven't followed daily because I've got
– You made that choice.
I know I did. You boy, talk about rubbing it in. Anyway, here, now you threw my old train of thought. No.
Money matters, by the way, in life, and so does exposure. Continue on, Dan Plesac. You made the right move.
I know that I did. And, Harry, I just re-upped the new 5-year deal, too, with MLB.
Oh, damn.
You heard it here first.
Damn. Danny Plesac, 5 years, $100 million.
Oh, no. No, that... Yeah.
Underpaid.
Wishful thinking. What we were talking about, Almora Jr., I think put him in center field. I do. This is a better team than they played through 52 games. I get it. You have to believe in that. And hopefully, you know, every team occasionally hits one of those. Hey, listen, the Cubs had some peaks and valleys last year going into July and August too, right? They kind of let everybody back in and then they pulled away again. They're a good team. They're not playing like a good team. They have the best talent. They have the best pitching staff in that division. They're going to win the division. It might not be pretty, but they're going to win the division.
All right, Danny, if you ever agree to be Mr. Met again, I want you to promise me you'll keep your arms down the whole game.
Oh, how about that, huh? Oh, man, that was like the old Jack McDowell. What did they call him, the Yankee Flipper, when he flipped him off when he walked off the field that day? The Yankee Flipper, Black Jack McDowell?
I think it's a nice move in the world that, listen, man, you taunt the mascot. The mascot might just give you the old one-finger
exactly.
salute back.
Right? Would you like to see the Philly fanatic just go and flip somebody off one day? National TV, right?
That to me signifies a little bit of progress in the world.
Amen.
Give and
sure.
Give and receive. Dan Plesac, you're the best. We appreciate you jumping
you
on, and we'll watch you tonight on MLB. Thanks, man.
You got it. Okay, take care, Harry.
Thanks, Dan. Fun. Terrific.
You got it.
Dan
okay.
Plesac, the best, with us here on 720 WGN. Cubs panic. Anybody feeling it? 312-981-7200. A little bit of a follow-up coming right back here on that Mr. Met with the one-finger salute and perhaps how that might be a good thing. I'm going to make that argument. 720 WGN.